by Stack, Book 3.
Unit 43, Radio Program 3, Lesson 85, Part 1, Warming Up Exercises. Acronyms, some international organizations. You are going to hear 8 acronyms and some information about them. Listen carefully and write down the full names of these organizations.
OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, was created in 1960. Among its members are Algeria, Ecuador, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Nigeria, and Saudi Arabia.
SWAPO, the Southwest African People's Organization, has conducted an armed struggle to liberate Namibia since 1966 and has been recognized by the General Assembly of the UN as the representative of the Namibian people.
UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, is an agent of the UN with its headquarters in Paris.
NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, was created by a treaty signed in 1949 among Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, the United Kingdom, and the United States. Greece, Turkey, and West Germany later joined the organization.
ANZUS, the Australia, New Zealand, and United States Treaty, is the defense agreement signed in 1951.
ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, was formed in 1967 by Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, Singapore, and Thailand, to promote political and economic cooperation among the member countries.
CETO, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, was formed by a collective defense pact signed in 1954 by the US, the UK, France, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Pakistan, and Thailand.
NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, is a government agency in the U.S.
Part 2. News. News item 1.
Geneva. Soviet and American negotiators have temporarily ended their talks on reducing medium-range nuclear weapons in Europe. The delegations will return home to meet with officials of their governments before reopening the talks in September. The American and Soviet delegations have met 40 times since the talks began last November, but there are no reports of progress in the talks.
Exercise 1. Complete the summary for news item 1. Exercise 2. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. What did Soviet and American negotiators talk about? When will they reopen the talks? How many times have the American and Soviet delegations met since last November? News item 2.
Vienna. The NATO alliance has offered new proposals to the Warsaw alliance at their talks on joint and balanced force reductions in Europe. NATO proposed that both sides reduce their ground and air forces to 900,000 men. This would be done in four steps over a seven-year period. A Soviet spokesman said the Warsaw Alliance will study the proposals. But he said the NATO plan fails to deal with all issues. Both NATO and the Warsaw Alliance have agreed to reduce their forces in Europe, but the two sides cannot agree on the number of forces now in Europe and how to make sure any agreement to reduce them will be honored.
Exercise 3. Complete the summary for news item 2. Exercise 4. Fill in the blanks with the information you get from the news. Part 3. Science reform. Heredity.
You are unique. There are 4 billion people in the world, but no other person is exactly like you. Some people have brown eyes, others have blue eyes, black eyes, green eyes, or gray eyes. Some have dark hair, others have light hair. Some are tall, others are short. Some are fat, others are thin. Besides people, there are millions of other living things. Some are so small that we can't see them. Every living thing is different from every other. Every living thing is a unique combination of characteristics. Why is each living thing unique? Where do its characteristics come from? Do people receive characteristics from their mothers and fathers? Which characteristics do they receive? How? These are some of the questions that biologists try to answer. The work of one man, 100 years ago, was especially important. His name was Gregor Mendel. Mendel studied plants, especially seed plants. In some ways, they were all the same. For example, they all had flowers, but some had red flowers, and some had white flowers. Some plants were tall and some were short. Mendel was especially interested in the differences. He wondered why each plant was a certain color and shape and size. He experimented with thousands of tea plants. He kept careful records of his experiments. And he discovered some interesting things. He mated different tea plants. First, he mated a red flower plant with a white flower plant. All of the offspring plants had red flowers. Mendel asked, what happened to the white? Then, he mated 2 of the offspring plants. Every time he did this, they produced 3 red plants and 1 white plant. There was the white again. So, Mendel knew that even red plants somehow passed on whiteness. Mendel decided that pea plants carried factors, and the parents passed these factors on to their offspring. Today, we call these factors genes. Genes are tiny pieces of matter. They carry information from parents to offspring. Long after Mendel's work, biologists asked, can we apply our information about genes to people? They discovered that in a person, genes tell whether he will have brown eyes or blue eyes, whether he will have dark hair or light hair, whether he will be tall or short, whether he will be thin or fat. Now we know that every person is unique. One reason is that every person is a unique combination of genes.
Exercise 5. exercises. Complete the report with the information you get from the tape.